philosophers of yoga, they recognize five elements: the earth, the air, the water, fire, which sometimes also you use light as fire, and then space, which is sort of seen as an absence of all of these. And in the philosophy of yoga, we are comprised of all of these parts. And in this practice this evening, we'll explore the elements and also explore our terrestrial nature, meaning that our sort of connection or us as being a part of the living earth. So as you find yourself settling here, making any adjustments so that you will be comfortable, knowing that all is welcome in this space, every breath, every emotion, every thought, everything is welcome. Every laugh, every tear, all of it, the totality of your being is welcome here in the space of Yoga Nidra. So welcome. Welcome home. Welcome home to yourself. And welcome to this practice of Yoga Nidra. Welcome to this practice of Yoga Nidra with the intention of embodying and exploring the fundamental parts of our being, all of the parts of which we're comprised, and the wholeness which contains all of that. So here to begin, notice the earth of the body. Notice how the body is meeting the support beneath it. Any props or mats resting on the floor supported by the earth. And just notice your connection to the earth. And with each breath, with each exhale, give yourself away to the earth, giving away the weight of the body, giving away any need for movement, and allowing yourself to be held by the earth, as you always are, feeling the breath, the air of the breath, moving through the earth of the body. The earth of the body resting here as part of the living earth. And always useful at the beginning of the practice of Yoga Nidra is really to come to an awareness of the uniqueness of this present moment. Particularly noticing all the sounds which can be heard. Knowing that each moment is a unique 360-degree sphere of sonic experience. And welcoming and allowing that whole experience. All of the sounds outside of this room, all of the sounds inside of this room. Welcoming and allowing all sounds. As we practice, there will be other sounds. And the idea is simply to allow each sound that you hear to take you deeper into this experience of yourself. And here, Notice the flow of the breath. And allow the breath to flow like water. Allowing the breath to flow like water over the land, the earth of the body. Maybe noticing the various valleys and hills of the body, the valleys and hills of the earth of the body, and allowing the breath to flow like water over this landscape. Inviting ease, inviting fluidity. This aspect of water really embodies a impermanence. It's a sense of constantly shifting. Just being with this flow of breath, allowing the breath to flow like water here for a few rounds. Our awareness, our attention, can be seen to be the fire or the light of conscious attention. And just as the water nourishes the earth, the light as well nourishes the earth of the body. So as we next travel around the physical body, make it be as if this light of conscious attention is shining and nourishing the land of the body. Starting this trip around the physical body today by bringing awareness to the space in between the eyebrows, allowing the light of conscious attention to shine on the space between the eyebrows. Then allow awareness to move down to the space between the collarbones, the softness at the base of the throat, awareness shining on the right shoulder, noticing what happens when this light illumines the body. Notice the right elbow, the light of awareness shining on the right wrist and the tip of the right hand thumb, pointer finger, middle finger, ring finger, and little finger. Feel the light of conscious attention illumine the palm, noticing all sensations in the palm of the right hand, and then back up, right wrist, elbow, and shoulder to the space between the collarbones. Allow this light to continue to shine, shining on the left shoulder, left elbow, and wrist, becoming aware of the tip of the left hand thumb, pointer finger, middle finger, ring finger, little finger. Notice the palm of the left hand, the light of conscious attention illuminating the palm of the left hand, and then back up, left wrist, elbow, shoulder, and the space between the collarbones. Simply being, simply noticing, welcoming anything that arises, anything that is illuminated by this light of conscious attention. And next, allow this light to shine on the space of the heart. Noticing this whole space of the heart, noticing any pulsations here. Notice the right chest, the space of the heart, Notice the left chest and the space of the heart. The light of conscious awareness nourishing the body as the light of the sun nourishes the land of the earth. Notice the space behind the belly button, the navel center, the light of conscious attention illuminating and maybe even warming this space in the belly. Notice the base of the pelvis, and allow awareness to move down right hip, knee, and ankle, illuminating the tip of the right big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, and fifth toe. Notice the whole right foot and back up, right ankle, knee, and hip to the base of the pelvis. This base of the pelvis, a place where we can really feel our roots, our terrestrial nature, our groundedness available in this base of the pelvis. Allow awareness to move down the left hip, knee, and ankle, noticing the tip of the right big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, and fifth toe. Notice the whole left foot and awareness shining on the left ankle, knee, and hip, back to the base of the pelvis. Simply being here. Next, awareness will move back up the center of the body. And as it does, allow this light of conscious awareness to fill the body from the inside out. First, filling the space of the whole pelvis, the whole pelvic bowl illuminated, moving up to the navel center, the whole belly illuminated, this light of conscious awareness, awareness moving up into the heart space, the whole space of the heart, feeling, noticing, allow this awareness to move up to the space between the collarbones, the softness at the base of the throat, up to the space between the eyebrows, filling the body with the light of conscious awareness. Allow awareness to move all the way up to the crown of the head, feeling the crown of the head, noticing sensations, welcoming anything that's arising. And here, notice what it's like to be filled with this light of conscious awareness. Allow the awareness to fill the whole physical body, cultivating a whole body sensation, sensing and feeling the whole physical body for a few rounds of breath. Just as we can use the light of conscious awareness to illuminate the land of the body, we can also use the light of conscious awareness to illuminate the space surrounding the body. So notice the sensation of space surrounding the body, above and beneath, to the left and to the right. The sensation of space surrounding the body now. Sense and feel. And allow awareness to travel outward, shining this light of conscious awareness further into space. Notice if there is any limits to our ability to perceive space. Or can we sense space infinitely in all directions? be curious and notice. Just a few breaths. Then allow awareness to come home to the space of the heart, inhabiting the heart space, simply being here in the space of the heart is a gift and a blessing. Aware and present. In the openness of awareness, which is yoga nidra, we'll next explore the qualities of two opposite elements. First, investigating the quality of water. Just notice what comes to mind when you think of water. All the different forms which water takes, a glass of water, a stream, a river, an ocean. Remembering what it's like to feel wet, what it's like to be nourished by water. And water has this quality of flow. What is it like to feel flow? Total awareness of water. And now, allowing this awareness of water to fade, consider fire. And what comes to mind when you think of fire? Candle flame, campfire, a wood stove, even the furnace. What is it like to be around fire, to see flames, to feel its warmth? And fire has this ability to consume. Just explore these qualities of fire for a few rounds of breath. Total awareness of fire. And allow this awareness of fire as well to fade. And then notice what it's like to consider both water and fire at the same time. The feeling and the qualities of water, the feeling and the qualities of fire, both together, simultaneously, at the same time. Awareness of fire, awareness of water, awareness of water, awareness of fire, all together, as best you can. And allow this exploration of elements as well to fade. Begin to consider yourself as a human being. A human being as part of a human race, and the human race as part of the living earth. Your body, the earth of your body, part of the living earth. And what is it like to consider yourself in this way? And the earth is comprised of, yes, earth, but also water, air, fire, space. all of it. And we'll next begin to consider various earthly scenes. First, considering what it's like to be in a forest, amongst the trees, the smells of the forest. What is it like for the light to filter in through the leaves? This element of fire illuminating the whole living earth. And as a human, we know what it's like in the forest on the ground. But also consider the forest from above. The trees specifically evolved to capture the light of the sun, like perfect solar panels. And from the tops of these trees, begin to fly through the air, flying over mountains, hills, valleys, mountains with snow on the peaks, and valleys with rivers running through. And notice how, on Earth, the flow of water is like the breath of the human. It moves in and it moves out with the tides, with the weather, with the seasons. And as we fly over the land, notice the ocean and begin to consider the ocean first from above. The vastness of the rolling waves. And also consider the volume of the ocean, the water, all of the creatures that live in the water. These various aspects of Mother Earth. Consider the power of Mother Earth. Volcanoes and wind, fire and air. And for the next minute or so, simply be with these earthly evocations. Perhaps even spending time to visit your favorite places on planet Earth, or places on Earth that have inspired or nourished you. Just taking a minute or so to be with Mother Earth, as part of Mother Earth. And now, allow this awareness of Earth to fade and begin to consider space and the spaciousness of awareness, which is Yoga Nidra. Awareness itself can be seen to be a space in which all things arise. A space in which we are able to focus the light of our conscious attention. And just consider this spaciousness, this quality of space. What is it like to be open? What is it like to be empty? Just awareness of space. And in this space, begin to consider the quality of your being now. Noticing what it's like to rest here. And noticing any quality of ease, peace, or tranquility that you feel now. And knowing through this practice of Yoga Nidra, this practice of release and safety, we're able to bring more of this peace and tranquility into our day-to-day life. Through this practice, we're able to create space in all ways, on all levels. Next, move our awareness through each layer of our being, shining the light of conscious awareness on each part of ourselves. First, noticing the fact of awareness itself and the ability to be aware. Then noticing all of the potentialities of your being, the inherent potentiality of being human, all of the possibilities inside of awareness. And then notice the flow of universal life force energy, Pada Shakti, obviously manifests as each breath, each beat of the heart, each pulse of cognition, universal life force energy moving through you now, simply noticing. Notice the mind and the ability to have thoughts. Notice the heart and the ability to feel emotions. Noticing how all thoughts, all emotions arise inside and subside inside of awareness. Then again, notice the physical body, the whole physical body, the earth, the land of your physical body resting here in this moment. Know that this practice of Yoga Nidra will soon come to a close. But first, just consider the question. In all of this, all of these parts, who or what am I really? What is the wholeness or totality of my being? What is my most fundamental nature? And doing your best to feel for a response, to feel into what it is that you fundamentally are. And from this place of ease and fullness, which is Yoga Nidra, begin to invite movement back into the physical body. Inviting some wiggling of the fingers, perhaps, maybe even some wiggling of the toes, beginning to shift and move here in any way that feels good now. Maybe even inviting a deeper breath, knowing that there is no rush, there is no lack. Take your time, enjoy where you are, savoring the transition from inward facing to outward facing awareness. Any stretching, any noises, anything at all, it's all appropriate, all welcome here. And know that this practice of Yoga Nidra is now complete. Hari Om Tat Sat, this practice of Yoga Nidra is complete. Thank you for listening. Thank you. Thank you, thank you.